Maybe I'm crazy, but people think that Kobe Bean Bryant still plays basketball. They've not gotten the memo that he's retired. They didn't see the 60-point game.
He's doing a good job of reminding people that he used to play basketball, though.
Does he?
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere except playing basketball, which is what Lakers fans think he still does.
That's fair.
Let's get into it. Okay. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy. Welcome to Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. That's Brandon. I'm Joy Taylor. This is a very, very special day. Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Cheers to being 50 and fabulous.
50 and fabby.
Yum, smart water. Delish. High quality H2O. Just kidding, it's yak.
Go have a drink of water right now if you haven't today.
Yeah.
I'm just shouts out. Just
it's important. You're supposed to drink like a gallon. Yeah. Unless you're that person that walks around with the actual gallon of water, because those people are ridiculous.
I used to be that guy.
It's shame on you.
Best shape in my life ever.
I'm sure you were. You know why? Because you had to carry a giant thing of gallon of water around.
My baby.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. No, you never finished it anyway. I never believe that. It's our 50th episode.
Hey!
It's crazy. Can you imagine being 50 years old?
Yes.
It's going to be soon.
It's
sooner than you think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't wait to be 50.
I can't wait to be 40.
Really? Why 40?
Yes, because women in their 40s, I'm told by women in their 40s,
yes,
don't care. They don't give one single living bleep about what anyone thinks, about what they look like, about what they do with their time. If they want to have champagne at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's what they're going to do. They just no longer care.
So you want to just have the age to match like how you already feel?
I'm like 97% there.
Okay, yeah,
but my age prevents me. Like I my immaturity still makes like what do they think of me? When that passes, it's a wrap for like it might be a wrap for planet Earth when I hit that.
It's that silver streak that you get that's like.
Yeah, I've got one gray hair and then I can't find it. So once that gray hair continues to live, it's a wrap for everybody. Good luck. I'm already terrible. Anyway, if this is your first time joining us on the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast, this is our 50th episode. So we kind of wanted to just reintroduce ourselves. That's Brandon Newman.
Hi, guys.
He played football in high school and then in college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me finish.
Youth league was my
Yes, it was very good. great throwback Thursday pictures. Yes. I host The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Yes.
Now. I was formerly on Undisputed with Shannon and Skip.
I remember that.
And we have a good time in here. We don't take ourselves too seriously, unless we feel like being serious, in which case you have to deal with it. We do a culture report, or quit it, and we talk a lot about food. And occasionally we have fun guests. Like today, we have Katina Mobley.
Beautiful.
Which we're going to talk to in a little bit. Very well-dressed Katina Mobley. Great stories.
Just a well-put-together man.
Individual?
Yeah, just... Yes. Just...
Very journeyed.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, we have lots to talk about today. Ben McAdoo loves to be in the loser power rankings. Mm-hmm. We have a culture report.
Yep.
We have Le'Veon giving my Steelers trouble. Very difficult situation there. Yeah. But we'll get into all of that, but let's start with Katina Mobley. Right now. Katina Mobley, thanks so much for joining us on Maybe I'm Crazy podcast.
Hey.
It's a very special day for us because it's our 50th episode.
Really?
Yes. That's what this is for.
Yeah, they told me this was for me, but...
No!
They said it was reflecting my age. I was like, wait, just take it down.
No, you're not 50. Yeah, no. When is your birthday?
September 1st.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right. Okay. So you're coming up on 43.
44. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and you play. Yeah. Are you playing the Big Three?
You playing Big Three, yeah.
For power.
Wrestling. It's like WWE.
Ooh.
It really is.
These guys,
are crazy. The Big Three games in person?
Not in person, no.
No. So I covered it last year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest difference between last year and this year for you?
Age.
Well, those years come quicker.
Listen, let me tell you something. The guys, like, when you're younger, right, and you're doing all this physicality, it's physical, the physicality there, the whole thing. When you start getting tired and you're old, it's totally different than when you're young and you're tired, right?
Like, can't come back as fast or what?
Guys are putting their whole body on you, and it's like grown man strength now.
Oh,
you know, it's like, it's wrestling, I'm telling you. It's like Hulk Hogan, you know, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. It's like those type of things that's going on. And they don't want to do it. They don't mean to do these things. It's just that when you're older, it's like guys are pulling hamstrings, literally. You know, tweaking MCLs and literally just getting water. It's crazy.
I just getting water. I can't get involved in that stuff. I tore my ACL 6 years ago playing in like a women's soccer league.
Yeah.
I didn't play anything professionally, of course, but not doing that again. It's not fun to injure yourself as a regular person.
No.
You know, like when you're an athlete and you rehab, it's your resources. Job. You have, yes, you do have resources. Yeah. Like you can go to your job and rehab. When you're a regular person, you go to your job and then you also have to go and rehab.
Big time. Big time. I mean, listen, once you tweak something in our sport, like you said, the resources that we have, it's phenomenal. Right. Well, if you're a regular person, I feel really bad for you.
Yes. Man.
Right. Really bad. But like, also, we know exactly what to do.
I played football at Notre Dame, and I would go around campus, and I'd see people in like casts and crutches, and I'm like, "What did you do?
Yeah.
Like, what did you do? Because like, I'm fine. Yeah, right. Yeah. Now. Yeah, I went to practice yesterday and the day before that.
Wait. So yesterday, my girlfriend and I, we went to Mr. Childs in Malibu. The hostess there, she's a good friend of ours, and she had a boot on her left foot. And we're like, "What happened to you?" She's like, "Yeah, I was riding the bird." And my girlfriend, she's blonde. So she's like, "The bird? What bird? Bird are you riding?" I'm like, "No, like the scooter bird, baby."
Yeah, the scooter bird.
Those are very hot in LA right now. Oh. They're basically like Uber for scooters.
Yeah, so she broke her foot and sprained her ankle really bad.
On the bird.
Yeah, that's why I came
in. And I'm like, let me tell you something. I said, she's like, "Yeah, well, it's not the break so much as the sprained ankle." And I said, "Well, that's going to happen. That's going to hurt your whole life. Because you're like an athlete. Like,
yeah, you don't strengthen up
the muscles around it. It's like, you're not going
to
do those things."
Yeah, shout out to your girlfriend, by the way. She's beautiful. She's here with us.
Shout out.
All right, well, speaking of that, LeBron James has been playing a very, very long time, 15 years. How impressed are you with his ability to not only not get injured, but play at the level he's playing?
Man.
On top of the, three years of playoffs that you add all those games together as well.
And I mean, it's like you said, if you calculate all of those years, I mean, he's literally playing 18, 19 years straight.
Yeah.
Straight. I mean, and what you have to do with your body, the older you get, you have to slim down more.
He has.
And as you know, right? Like, as you know, you get grown man strength. So you just have to, the way you eat, right? The way you eat is a big, huge part of how you perform, how you look, how you feel. So I think with him and his wife and how his staff is and what he has around him, I mean, you're spending like $1 million+ a year just on nutrition and everything like that.
1.5.
So, I mean, if anybody in this room can spend that just in nutrition alone, facials and things like that, and massages and cryo,
different
tax bracket.
But I mean, think about that trade off. I'm going to take $1.5 million to make sure that my body's great, and I'm going to make $100 million off of that $1.5.
Oh,
that's exactly what's happening per year for that man.
Yeah.
Think about that.
The investment is worth it. You have to invest in yourself.
That's ridiculous.
What's a better investment than yourself?
So
what do you think about him coming to L.A.?
I love it. I love it. I'm a huge LeBron James fan, just on and off the court. And
great
LeBron,
we got him here, so
we
prayed a lot.
We spoke into existence.
Oh you talked to
the
universe.
In the closet,
there you
sweating,
go.
Oh
you know?
My gosh.
Yeah.
It was like, it was important.
Speaking into existence.
Yes.
For sure.
You were sweating, huh? You sweating.
I mean, listen, you got to put in work when you're trying to make things happen.
We did it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
We used our minds to get LeBron to LA.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be so much fun watching him this year, and I'm just excited to see who else is going to come, you know, after this, you know, so that for me. Just living in L.A. now, and you know, I want to see some good games. I want to see things like that, and having LeBron with Rondo and Crazy Lance and you know Lonzo. I mean, you got a lot of good characters out there.
What do you make of there's like this underground swell of Kobe fans that are against LeBron coming to L.A.?
Okay, so all right, so my thing on that, right? Just think about this: before Kobe was Kobe. His first year, 96, whatever
right,
it was.
Not 96.
Does it? Like, you've been 20 years with someone. Someone won you 5 championships out of those 20 years. You're 25% winning when it comes to things. That's great. If you think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 years.
Yeah.
You won it out of 20. But that's all they know. Before him, it was Magic, all they knew.
Right.
It was Kareem. It was Jerry. So he's going to pass. Now, the only thing about those Kobe fans staying Kobe fans is that they're going to get 40, 50, 60 years old, right? And they'll always be Kobe fans. It's like Magic fans will always be Magic fans, right? It's just how the millennium and how these things just they transfer. LeBron, the only thing with that is when LeBron comes, he doesn't have 10 years or 5 years to 10 years, right, and 15 years for you to love him. He has to do it right now. And that's the pressure with him coming. Mm. He's going to win. But with him coming, Kobe had 20 years to get that love. Right? Like, true, his first 5 years, they weren't talking about Kobe Bryant. They were, right, talking about Shaquille O'Neal, they were talking about Magic Johnson, they were talking about the legends. You had to get to, you have to win me a couple of firsts, right? And it was like, for you were Batman, as much as I love him, he's from my, we're from the same city. I love that guy since, mm-hmm, we were younger. But you were Batman compared to thing. I mean, you were Robin compared to, you know, Shaquille O'Neal. At the then, thank when you, Shaq leaves, thank you, you had to go, okay, I'm Batman now,
mm-hmm,
in 2009 and 10, and you're going to respect me. That's when that came about. But before that, no. That's not how it works.
I don't. I just would like to let everyone know that, you know, Kobe is retired. He is, in fact, not playing.
Right.
So it is, yeah, no longer Kobe's team.
Right.
For the past,
yeah,
5 years, you
he's
haven't
won stories.
More than
he's writing stories
games
now.
Yeah. Like, yeah, isn't they're not taking but, Kobe's. This isn't Kobe's Lakers anymore.
No, I was hanging out with a young guy from L.A. last night, and 20 Road, and he's talking about Kobe and not liking LeBron being here. And I said, yeah, he said he got them 5 rings, though. He got the 5 rings. I was like, how many of those rings do you respect from Kobe? And he said, 3.
Okay, but
that alone.
I mean, before Kobe was Magic. It's not like Kobe was the only singular superstar that,
right,
the Lakers have ever seen. It doesn't even.
Right.
I'm not going to rationalize like what sports fans do. We love you guys. I mean, that's what it doesn't make any
20,
sense.
20 years old. Kobe played for how,
right,
many years? I mean, the kid.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what
but
you know
Kat
what
is talking
you know
about.
Is, Kat? It feels ungrateful. Okay, so,
yeah,
I lived in Miami,
yeah,
when LeBron came to Miami.
Yeah.
And it changes the entire landscape of the city. Even,
yeah,
a city like Los Angeles, where,
mm-hmm,
there's nothing but superstars.
Right.
Okay, it changes everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It changes everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like,
true.
Your whole world is different.
Right.
The amount of paparazzi out there are different.
Yeah.
Staples,
mm-hmm,
Center is going to be different. And,
yeah,
and I'm going to blaspheme, but like on a different level than Kobe. It just is.
No, for a fact. Because LeBron does,
yeah,
things Kobe never done before. And it's not in a knock on Kobe because, you know, I love him. It's just LeBron brings something else. He brings that it when he's like, I mean, off the court.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's what street was that he was running on South Beach when he had the people behind? I don't care if it was a commercial or not.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Collins.
Like, that's damn near some real stuff. Like, people will be following him. He's jogging and everything.
Look at the pizza place he tweeted about.
Yeah, I mean, people were
there
forever.
Yeah, I went out there to report.
Was that Blaze? That was Blaze Pizza?
Kobe would be there.
LeBron.
Yeah. Kobe, I'd be mad if Kobe was there. Oh, that would have been great if Kobe
been
was
amazing.
There. You think everybody would have them sign that LeBron stuff that they had?
What a heel turn move that would be by Kobe.
Man. But it's crazy to me, though, that you think that.
Think about Mike.
I'm thinking about him all the time. What's up?
No, think about what you just said. Think about that.
Yeah.
If you have LeBron James in a room,
yeah,
on one side,
mm-hmm,
and then you have Michael Jordan on the other side, who do you think those kids are going to run to?
Kids?
Right away.
Ooh.
Who are they running to right away?
Michael Jordan gonna be over there with the meme face on, just like,
yeah,
just
they
crying,
run into
looking at
they're,
run
they're,
over here.
They're running to LeBron there. James.
That kind of
you already just
bit.
Said that.
They're running to LeBron.
Right.
It's just what it is.
It's right, but it hurts me a little bit.
You
it's
just,
what it is. Like Kim Kardashian, she was the it. Now the next it girl, she's coming up. When that next it girl comes up and she has 100 million people following her,
yeah, I think it's her sister.
It's gonna be
yeah,
Kim, right? It's gonna be Kim,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, put it that way. Oh,
no,
what's that?
Yeah,
name?
Kim's
Kylie?
Already
what's
watching.
Name?
Yeah, Kim's already watching.
Kylie
people
and
run
Kendall.
Over to
they
Kylie
watch
instead of her.
Them go to them instead
yeah.
of to her.
That's, a good
That's
point.
Just how it works. You got your 15 minutes. Tuck it in. It's all good.
15. Well, yeah, also, the fact that you're
so
talking about Kobe fandom dying out like racism is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they'll get older and, you know, things will change. People will like LeBron. It's like, LeBron James.
I
was in Ralph's the other day, and I just overheard this dude say to his coworker at Ralph's, he said, I mean, he's the greatest player in the world, and he's a Laker now. What is there to be a problem? What's the problem?
Yeah,
I mean,
and I was like, I just stopped. I was like, thank you, sir.
Yeah,
thank
you.
You
got to applaud that.
All right, so this year, I don't feel like they have a whole lot of pressure. It's going to be a show, and it's going to be interesting. I personally feel like they're going to get to the Western Conference Finals because I think people are not overrating the West, but it's not as serious as everyone is, and they're forgetting that it's LeBron James.
I agree.
They're forgetting what LeBron James has done and proven. But what kind of people are talking about, like Lonzo needs the ball. Everyone needs the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone says. Well, this is another great player. He needs the ball too. Like how is that going to work with someone like Kuzma or Lonzo or Rondo playing around LeBron?
You have a lot of high IQs. One, and two is. Truthfully, LeBron James doesn't need the ball unless he has to. He doesn't really need it unless he has to.
He likes
Lonzo Ball grew up passing the ball.
Right.
He doesn't need the ball to be dominant. That's not true.
It's really his strongest attribute. It's
to pass the ball. And then Rondo is like, he's so cerebral. He's so like, he's a genius on the court. Like, forget his antics and what he does. He's super smart, right? So you have Lance Stephenson. He's a dog. He passes the ball. Yeah, he's flamboyant. He acts a little silly, but that's a New Yorker for you. Mm. It's something in the water over there. I don't even know what these guys. I'm from Shouts Philadelphia, out. So I grew up with them, right? So, I mean, from Steph to Lance to my man Jamil Thomas, 530, like all of them, they're knuckleheads. They're crazy, right? Ron, they're like Lamar, like all of them. It's like in the water. I don't know what it is. Right, yeah. You know, you call them meta, I call them Cassius. You know what
I was letting the kids know who he was talking about. It depends on his mood.
But no, I mean, it's just what it is. But those guys are dogs. You know what I'm saying? And I was telling that earlier today when I was speaking about the Lakers. It's like they're tough. They've literally inherited 3-4 tough guys to compete with Golden State. And I'm not saying score with them, but to bump them around, fight them, and not back down. I think that's a really good team.
Well, so Western Conference Finals, we're talking about that. Do you think they'll be there? Because after what happened with the Cavs and the upheaval and just changing the complete team halfway through the season, with those one-year contracts, is that not a possibility? Is it possible that Rondo doesn't end the season with the Lakers, that Lance doesn't end the season with the Lakers?
No, I think coming here and being in L.A. and being with LeBron and seeing how LeBron takes care of himself, seeing how he's serious, seeing the things that he's doing, they're like, oh, you know what? Let's take this year and, like, be really serious. That's like, let's listen to what he's saying. Because, listen, LeBron was the leader during the Olympics also. Like, right. He was the catalyst. He's the anchor. Yeah, you might have Dwayne or Kobe or Melo scoring the most, but LeBron is that guy. Like, we all should understand that one, right? He's that guy.
But he does need pieces around him. So he has those pieces, Rondo, Lance, Kuzma, Alonzo, whatever was constructed right now. There's been a lot of talk about Kawhi Leonard obviously coming here. A sleeper situation, because Kawhi might not end up in L.A. this year, is Klay Thompson next year.
So
let's just say this team stays as it's currently constructed with no other big splash free agency signing.
I like
this
that,
year.
Joy. I like that.
Would you rather have Klay next to LeBron? All of those, like, you know, competition things aside, KD did it, where it's all open now. Would you rather have someone like Kawhi or someone like Klay next to LeBron? Like, what's a better fit to you?
I like Klay.
I think Klay is incredibly underrated. Either one
with LeBron James, it doesn't matter. Give him a pack of cools. I mean, he'd take him to the Slidos in 2007, right? Yeah. You know, some Virginia Slims. You know what I mean? He's doing it. He's smoking all of that.
They're so trendy.
Smoking all of that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just what it is.
American spirits.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? American spirits. You know, give me that. Give me some yak, and I'm okay. You know, he's going to make it happen.
Oh, man.
He's going to make it happen. That's just how LeBron is. I mean, he's phenomenal. Right? Sure, he's like... You ever seen that movie Weird Science?
I know the movie.
Okay, so Weird Science was, you know, back in the 80s. I'm like dating myself, of course, right? So it's Weird Science back in the
80s. I was born in 87.
Yeah, there we go. So that's when it was in 85. So yeah, right, you know. So
you saw it. It was on in the background.
So the guys in Weird Science, these teenagers, they created this woman, this like flawless, perfect woman on a computer. That's LeBron James. What can he not do?
On the court, people criticize his defense, but I don't really feel like a lot of people.
But he's 15th year. He was up there in the beginning.
Katina Mowgli's talking around something that is very important to hear some from Philadelphia say. Are you saying that LeBron James is a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant?
A better basketball player?
Yes.
Just making sure. Listen, Kobe works hard as hell. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to think about what God has given you. God gave you 6'8", 6'9", 250.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, is poised.
No, I hear you.
Listen, the stats. 2006 on, with, what, two-something minutes to go in the game? Kobe's not even in the top five as far as closing. Right, it's Joe Johnson.
Okay,
like I would never have thought that.
No.
Oh. No, I'm saying it's Joe Johnson. No, yeah. It's LeBron. It's like, yes. I'm talking about the numbers. And listen, Kobe's my favorite. When I play, Kobe's my favorite now. Kobe's my guy. I love him. But I'm just talking about, statistically, we're talking about this. Sometimes people, and not talking about Kobe, because Kobe's one of the greatest ever. Right. I love him to death.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, when you build a person, you're building LeBron James. Right? Like, you, I love Michael. I grew up with Michael.
Yeah.
I love Kobe. He's my favorite. Michael's my favorite. But when you're building a person, you build a LeBron James before you build
Because LeBron Kobe can legitimately play any position on the court. So
LeBron James is like Magic Johnson, but faster, like, kind of things. These are like the things that you look at.
LeBron is closer to Magic than he is to Michael. Kobe, to me, is closer to Michael. And LeBron, like, LeBron doesn't get the comparison to Magic as much, but in almost every way,
facet, LeBron,
except for, I feel like Magic had a very... a much smaller window of being polarizing, like having a negative response to him. Like, everybody just loves Magic, you know. Whereas people, there is like a section of people that
that has to do a lot with social media too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Like,
totally.
I mean, Magic had the parties and he did all this other stuff. Imagine if TMZ was outside those houses.
Oh right. Man,
like, what are we doing?
Speaking of that, perfect transition. Thank you for that, Kat. You had a very notorious LA after hours spot. Right?
Yeah.
I have the scoop on this. Ooh. It was ahead of the game.
I don't know about this.
Okay, first
this
of all,
on Wiki.
Tell us a little bit about that, and are you ever going to bring it back? Did I put you on the spot?
No. No. Well, my partner, Michael Sutton, and I, that was our thing, right? We love to host people, NBA players, football players, baseball, actresses, whatever it was.
I've heard it was legendary.
Yeah. We had, I mean, Prince be there. I mean, you have... Tracy Ross, Evan Ross, anybody, Nia Long, you had Sanaa Lathan, you had Gabrielle Union, like, all of them would come to our spot. And what it was is it was a memberships only. And it was on the weekend. And we would literally, we found a loophole where it was a private event and you can always come in it. And you had as much as you want to drink. You had SUVs taking you back home or whatever you wanted to do. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. It was music. And on Sundays, this was on a Saturday, and on Sundays we would rent out a mansion somewhere in Bel Air or Beverly Hills. And it was food and massages and music and pool. And it was just a lot of fun, a lot of different things. And we did that early on. This was like 2006, 7,
yeah.
8.
You started a Black Secret Society?
My partner's Jewish.
Wait, but you're also explaining what I've heard about, like, Drake parties. It's just like,
yeah, they got it from us.
Blueprint.
Sorry, it's not coming back.
Party's over. I don't even like going to the party. Yeah. I don't even like parties.
All right, fine. Finally, before we let you go, you're known for being very well-dressed. Who's the best dressed in the NBA right now? Mm-hmm. You guys really got that started. Now everybody's, like, way into the fashion. I mean, Russell Westbrook is my favorite player in the NBA right now, and so I'm just going to give it to Russ as just a nod, but...
I love Russ. I love Russ. He definitely pushes the envelope.
That's what he does. He can do it.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Paul, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, to me, nobody touching them. They're classy guys. They're very classy.
So you prefer the more, like, sophisticated look?
I mean, look at me. I ain't got time to wear them jeans where it looked like I got into a cat fight with a lion. I can't rock that, right? I can't rock the shirts that look like...
Oh, Perf, thank you for the segue. He's great with segues. Was LeBron not wearing a full three-piece suit shorts? Did he not let he got in a fight with some kind of cat on the bottom half?
Yeah,
LeBron dresses like a rich 11-year-old. I just want to say it. I saw the Michelin S shorts. I want to get off my chest. He looks
with the Lakers in the front.
Yes.
The Lakers is in the front.
He dressed like a rich 11-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
I like him too. I dress like
it's
a rich 11-year-old.
But it's not grown.
Yeah, it fits him. But see, I look at stuff like, oh, yeah, for me, no. But that look good on him, like Russell. You know what I mean? Russell, you come in, you might be wrapped in like a mummy suit and, you know, it's cool for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But so what you're saying is just like you just have to dress for whatever your swag is.
I see Russell Wilson or Russell Westbrook in a mommy suit.
Russell Wilson is not pulling off any
movies. Yeah, man. But I just like how Chris, LeBron, and D-Wade. D-Wade is the best at it. To me,
D-Wade's not afraid to wear the ankle.
Yeah, he pushes it. He pushes it.
He made it popular.
Can you pull off the ankles?
Me,
the ankle,
the capri, the capri.
I can do that. I do that. I think. I mean, if you ask those guys, I think they were like, "Yeah, Cat. I watched Cat. You know, he used to dress like that because I was the weirdo in the beginning. Mm. You know, I was in Italy. I was in Paris. I was in London. I was doing like while everybody else was probably in Miami. And going to different places in the States, I was over there watching, you know, fashion shows.
Right.
Now everybody does it because, you know, that's the cool thing to do. I've been doing that for so many years because that's just how I grew up.
Got to follow old school.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully we can have you in again sometime.
That was fun.
And make
that
sure you check
fun.
Out Big 3 Friday on FS1.
11-year-old.
They will be in Miami. Yes, a rich 11-year-old.
A rich 11-year-old. That's crazy. How'd you get that one?
Thanks, guys. I wanted to talk about another podcast we do over at Fox Sports, and that's Chris Broussard's In the Zone. Each week, Chris breaks down what's trending in the NBA with the biggest names in the league. Previous guests include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq, John Wall, and everyone's favorite, Lonzo and LeVar. So, if you love the NBA, make sure you subscribe to the In the Zone podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, what am I winning or quitting today? We really have to find a better way to tee that up, but...
Yeah, the win or quit it game.
We about to turn up in this bitch.
LeBron James is joining the Lakers, and Lakers fans are still confusing happiness with anger, or at least some members of the Kobe cult are. Multiple news outlets have put together enough Kobe stan quotes to force the narrative that LeBron as a Laker isn't a good thing. Joy, Kobe stans will never really appreciate Bron's greatness. Wit it or quit it.
Oh, I'm going to quit that.
Really?
Yeah. Once the winning starts happening and
2020?
Next year when LeBron brings the championship to Los Angeles,
whoa,
they're going to be all on board.
Not next season. Okay, yeah.
The year after next, I should say. So I'm going to quit that. This whole thing with Kobe fans, though... Like, I have a couple dramatic things to say to Kobe fans. So
it's great.
Clutch your pearls because it's coming. Kobe Bryant doesn't play for the Lakers anymore. He is, in fact, retired. He doesn't play basketball anymore.
Yeah. But.
At all.
Neither is Michael Jordan. We talk about him and LeBron all the time.
Okay, but nobody says it's Michael Jordan's Bulls either.
That's true.
At all.
That is fair.
No one's like, oh, I don't like this new edition of Derrick Rose. Like, no, got an MVP. Fraudulent, but he still got one.
Right.
It was a pretty fun little, you know, team. They gave heat to push back.
Right.
You know?
No one was mad about him doing well.
My favorite national narrative. Oh, what? Bulls, give the heat a good push back. All right, take this gentleman sleep and be on your way.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, the point is, Kobe fans have no idea that he doesn't play basketball anymore. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, first of all, they start with defacing the mural, which, like, whatever. My own personal thoughts about, like, spray painting over art is that you're lame. Sorry. Like, you need to go do something else with your time. If you have the time, you're like, I think I'm going to go and spray paint over a mural. You're not focused on what you need to be focused on in life.
Right.
Like, that's just the harsh reality. Mm-hmm. Take it how you want it. More importantly, you've got the New York Times talking to Kobe fans, talking about LeBron is a diva. I'm not a fan of LeBron. He was a whiny baby. He seemed cocky. What? Like, listen, Kobe's an all-time great. He's amazing. But like, right. Kobe Bryant is a cocky man.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
like, let's just call it
one of his
is.
Superpowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't get the nickname Black Mamba for being sweet.
No. He also gave himself that nickname.
Okay, it doesn't matter. He's allowed to give himself the nickname Black Mamba. And you know why he is? Because people call him that. When people call you it, you have successfully given yourself a nickname. All right?
Handsome Brandon is my new nickname, people. Call it to me. All the comments, Handsome Brandon.
Handsome
please.
Brandon?
Thank you so
I'm
much.
Not going to call you that, okay? But
doesn't
if people want to call you that, then who knows? Maybe it will happen.
Yeah.
All right? You
set the narrative.
Speak things into existence.
Yeah.
Exactly. You create your own reality. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to say. But the point is,
Black Mamba.
That's what Kobe is.
Yeah.
I just, it's ungrateful. The bottom line is, it's ungrateful out of Lakers fans. If you are a Lakers fan and you're next to a fellow Laker fan that's like, I don't know if I like LeBron here, just metaphorically, just give him a little smack across the face, backhand, if you will.
Metaphorical slap across the face.
Yes, and let them know that they're being ungrateful, and that's right. Really, it's a shame, because I would love to have LeBron James back in Miami and have the Heat do some winning again. That would be great for me.
But
instead, he chose to come to the Los Angeles Lakers, where he should have gone, where we knew he was going to go, and you're talking about you don't want him here. Who did you want? Who did you want?
Who did you want? We asked the question before. Who did you want? Here, who did? Let me just bring it down. I'm sorry.
Is everything LeBron, all right?
No, it's fine. I'm low key like malfunctioning, thinking of like how to put
was,
this into
that
a
was
sentence.
A glitch for sure.
Right,
you completely glitched out. Do you need some cookies?
I'm fine. I'm silenced by how irrational it is.
Oh, it is irrational.
That Laker fans are acting as if they're not excited to see LeBron James play in a Lakers uniform next year with whoever else is going to be on the team.
Exactly. You know what you're going to do?
It's insane.
You're going to sit there, you're going to watch it, and you're going to like it.
You're going to love it.
Exactly.
You're going to talk about Lakers are going to be on TV as much as the Cavs were last year.
It's so delusional.
Other than in LA.
It's so delusional that Kobe fans are like, they have this crazy loyalty, like they can't say LeBron is good or something, or it's going to devalue their name.
Kobe has no idea who you are.
It's so bizarre.
Doesn't care.
It's so bizarre. And I will say, there may be some small part of Kobe that's like that likes this.
Oh, he loves it.
Or maybe a big part.
Oh,
but
he loves it.
It's accomplishing nothing for you. Here's the thing. This is why it bothers me.
It's like you sit back and send your goons on somebody. It's like this. I ain't got to do nothing. Go ahead. Go get them, guys. Make LeBron feel slightly uncomfortable.
Slightly uncomfortable.
Coming to the Lakers.
The bottom line is, though, you're just not a Lakers fan. You're a Kobe fan. That's what it
is.
That's
it.
And that's fine.
You may have started out as a Lakers fan and became a Kobe fan.
Became a Kobe fan.
Right.
You are completely entitled to root for whoever it is that you like, but stop calling yourself a Lakers fan because you're not a Lakers fan. You're a Kobe fan.
Yeah.
And Kobe doesn't play anymore. So you're really not even a basketball fan anymore.
Maybe just a Jack Nicholson fan.
That time has passed.
Yeah.
It's no more. All right, what's next?
Okay, moving on to football. The Legion of Boom has become the Legion of Petty. Former Seahawks Richard Sherman said the organization has lost their way, and current Seahawk Earl Thomas essentially told the team, extend me or trade me via Instagram. Joy, the Seahawks as we know it. I'm sorry, I didn't read that correctly. Joy, the Seahawks as we know them are done. Wit it or quit it.
That was a dramatic reset. You could have just said it.
It was, it was pretty dramatic.
It's okay.
I was reading well, so I wanted to reset pretty strongly.
Yeah, I think they're done. By the way, I love that. I'm with it.
Okay, yes.
I love that Instagram is the new passive aggressive way to like, do people have agents?
Are they?
I'm just wondering, like, do you have an agent? Because I feel like you could just like, beep, 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 tell the Seahawks I want traded, done, send. Because Instagram is the new passive aggressive way of getting a message out.
Right.
But like, not.
Jimmy Butler taught us that recently.
Well, lots of people have done this. Pulled this like liking little things and such. Yeah. I think the Seahawks are done for like the next 10 years. I know they still have Russell.
What?
I know they still have Russell Wilson.
This is a hot take, Arita.
Okay, it is a hot take, Arita, but here's why. Okay, first of all, I thought they were done. They're done as we remember them.
Right.
Okay, as the Legion of Boom, they're done.
Whatever it
is. Whatever that brand of Seahawks football was is gone. Because that brand of Seahawks football required those players that made that a thing.
Yeah.
And they're not there anymore.
These windows are short in football if you're not a dynasty.
Right. Yeah. And they had their opportunity. And that, unfortunately, like, they made the wrong call. It is what it is. Like they decided to not give the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, for whatever reason, thought it was a better idea to throw on the 1 yard line. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't call plays in football, but I feel like bad idea. Turns out
pretty terrible one.
Was right. Bad idea. Now look, you can say, oh, Malcolm Butler doesn't jump that route and doesn't make that interception and we're having a completely different conversation. I don't think so. I actually think people would be like, wow, that was really incredibly risky. Holy shit, I can't believe that didn't get intercepted.
That Super Bowl alone and how it unfolded is the reason why the Patriots are in disarray right now with the way they benched Malcolm
Butler
last year.
That interception, that moment in time has changed the course for so many people. It changed the course of the NFL forever. Malcolm Butler's interception changed everything.
It has, because I've been living in this alternate reality just for fun every now and then where Marshawn Lynch got the ball and got stuffed by, let's say, Michael Bennett on like for a loss for that play. that didn't happen. But I also, it's like, you don't know what happens in football. To say, like, hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch and have him just walk into the
no, and
that,
like,
we don't know that that would have happened.
Skip says this all the time. Like, during the regular season, I forget what the statistic is, but, like, they ran the ball on the 1 yard, like, yard line in that spot, like, maybe the 4 times, and Marshawn Lynch got in 1 time. I don't know what the exact stat is. He says it all the time. But I don't, like, to me, that doesn't matter. You've right. been, he's been running like that the entire game. You have to give it to him. Because here's the thing, I feel like you can live with a loss, even if it's a dramatic loss, if you go out doing what you do. When you go off script,
yes, that is,
and it blows up in your face,
true.
You never let that go. That's why I feel like everything's going on with the Patriots right now, because they took Malcolm Butler out, didn't play him. Bill Belichick decided not to play him. And then they lost. So it's there's this thing that you can that can, like, stick in you, and that's what happened. If Marshawn Lynch would have ran the ball and would have not gotten in, I feel like they could live with that. Like, okay, we did our best.
Yeah,
we gave it to the guy who got us here. We didn't do anything fancy. We just didn't get it done.
It wouldn't have dismantled the franchise.
Right. That you can live with. Right. But when it's something like that, it did. It dismantled the franchise. And look, like, Pete Carroll enabled everybody to have a voice, which I'm fine with, but I'm somewhere in between, like, old school traditionalist coach and understanding the culture and your players. Like, you have to kind of be nudged right in the middle there. Like, you have to enable your players to have personalities, and I don't think the NFL does that nearly enough. Like, the NBA is crushing them in every way,
right,
in that department. I think players should have personalities, but there's one thing to have a personality and be able to showcase who you are and then have a voice in the locker room. You can't have everybody have a voice in the locker room, because when something like that happens, everything else unravels. And Pete Carroll wasn't the loudest voice. Everyone else can have a voice if you're still the loudest voice, and he wasn't. So what happens? You throw the ball on the 1 yard line, it gets intercepted, and then the rest is history. Like, I don't know. I think they're done.
I mean, honestly, Pete Carroll is one of the youngest, or he's one of the oldest coaches in the NFL. I think he may be the oldest coach in the NFL. Maybe he's senile. Maybe he's been showing signs this entire time, and we've been ignoring him.
That's an unbelievable take.
He's been asking for help this whole time.
That's an unbelievable way to wrap up everything I just said.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I thought you did well said, so I thought I'd take a left turn. Okay, staying on running backs, moving on. Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers could not come to an agreement on a new contract, forcing the star running back to wear the franchise tag for the second year in a row. Le'Veon tweeted yesterday to all my Steelers fans, "My desire always has been to retire a Steelers. Joy, Le'Veon Bell will not retire a Steeler. Win it or quit it."
I love your ability to call something like a Seahawks when it's not, when it's just like a Seahawk, like a former Seahawks.
Yeah.
Instead of Seahawk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I work really hard on that.
Yeah. I'm being sarcastic because you do it backwards all the time. What was the question?
Le'Veon Bell, Joy. Le'Veon Bell will not retire a Steeler.
No, he will not. He will not retire a Steeler. I'm with it. Le'Veon's gone. Yeah. Look, I'm very torn about
this. They're not going to make something happen?
No. No, it's a wrap. I think he's gone after this year. First of all, his agent already said he's skipping training camp. He skipped training camp last year. The Steelers are doing this thing where they put out the details of the contract. I think it was $70 million. Like, we offered him $70 million. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you didn't put out any actual details of the contract. Like, football contracts aren't that simple.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not basketball. It's not baseball. This isn't guaranteed money.
Extensive.
How much was guaranteed? Right. How much is he getting up front?
He could have got 12 guaranteed.
Right. Exactly.
We don't
like, tell the full story. So I'm out on the Steelers releasing that detail because they try and make it seem like he's being greedy.
Right.
Which, get your money. I don't care who you are. You should get the most amount. If that's what you care about.
Was your valued out as well.
Right. Yeah. You should get what you're valued at, and you should get what you want. Like, if you want to stay with a particular franchise or live in a particular city, then you may have to take a team friendly deal. Like, that's just what it is. You got to make sacrifices. You can't make everything work. It's a salary cap league. But Don't hit me with this random number, like, we offered him $400 million, but $2 million was guaranteed, and the rest is incentives. Like, what is the actual contract?
Yeah.
So I don't care about that. Like, I'm not even interested in what the Steelers have to say unless they want to be fully transparent with the contract. But I don't like him skipping training camp. I don't feel like it's a good look for him for other teams. Blah, 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 doesn't matter for me. Like, if he's gonna leave the Steelers,
stars skip training camp all the time.
I'm cool with skipping preseason games. I don't even think if you're a star, you should play in preseason games. Like, get out there maybe for a little bit just to get your legs going. But I feel like training camp is important to for gelling. The Steelers have not proven anything. This group of Steelers, like, we forget this is not the Steelers. This is not Troy Polamalu's Steelers.
Yeah.
We think that this is, like, hard-nosed, tough, Steel Curtain Steelers. Like, no, that's a Steelers brand. This is a finesse. This is a finesse offensive team. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a big window. And the window is probably closed after this year because Le'Veon is likely going to leave. And he's the best, if not the second best, running back in the league to me. Like, I know everyone loves Todd Gurley. Le'Veon's better to me. And I know everyone loves Ezekiel Elliott, but I think Le'Veon is a better receiving back than
he's been consistent Ezekiel with
Elliott.
This trash every year. And he's one of those guys, I don't hear about gelling, but I honestly think stars don't need to gel because when they come, they change the entire team.
I don't remember seeing them playing in the Super Bowl last year. So you didn't do everything right. So, I mean, what are we playing for? Like
Michael Strahan.
Are you playing for shits and giggles or are you playing for Super Bowl rings?
And like, Michael Strahan's last Super Bowl with the Giants before he retired, he skipped training camp. So it's fine. I think it'll be. I mean, they're not going to.
Okay, well, they didn't win the Super Bowl last year, so no. You didn't do everything right. No. Like everyone on the entire team did not do everything right to me. If you did not win a Super Bowl,
you know they ran into.
Oh my God!
Do you know who they ran into?
Jaguars. Nonsense.
You don't know who they ran into.
Anyway, the point is, I don't know. I don't know whose side I'm on because I want the Steelers to be great, but I also understand Le'Veon wanting his money. So I'm in a pickle with it. But as of right now, where I stand right now, don't release these meaningless numbers if you're the Steelers.
Okay. A staple.
Don't talk to me about the Jags.
Always, Jags. Go Jags. A staple in Winner Quit It. Bryce Harper forced his way into our show by winning the Home Run Derby in his home park in the most flashy old fashions a white man can. That being said,
this is true.
The clips were fun to watch. Joy. Bryce Harper can make baseball great again. Wit it or quit it.
I'm going to quit that. What are you talking about?
He led the show. Listen, on the herd. It's Bryce Butler. He wore an American sleeve.
Okay, did you?
He wants to make baseball great again.
Did you watch the herd?
Yeah, I watched the herd.
You know why it led the herd today? Because it was Colin talking about how that's what baseball needs to be, and it's in fact not. It's the Home Run Derby.
You got to explain more. How's that not what baseball needs?
It is what baseball needs, but baseball's not going to do that. Because baseball's got a bunch of dusty fans who are like, tradition.
They're dying out, like Tito Mobley said, with
Lakers
fans.
They're not, though. They haven't died yet, okay? They're still there. The baseball does this every single year. We do this with the All-Star.
Yeah.
All-Star game. Baseball is the best All-Star game. Mm-hmm. The Home Run Derby is the most fun to watch.
Great.
It's always flashy. But Bryce Harper has been this way his entire career.
Yeah.
And he's also like the bad boy of baseball. Woo, with his mohawk. Like, let him be him.
His hair.
Let all of them be them. That's why that was great. You know why it was great? Because he was out there with his bandana and his American flag arm thing. Yeah. Which, by the way, I know you guys are very up on the flag. That's not how you're supposed to wear the flag. Just want to point it out there. I have
no
problem.
You can't even put it on the
ground.
I
have no problem with it because I'm not a psychopath. But like that sweaty arm juice on the American flag is not the thing. The point is the Home Run Derby is amazing every single year. Okay, Aaron Judge won it. Stanton won it. Todd Frazier. Mm-hmm. It's great every single year. It's always a big personality. It's a home run derby. That's what people love. People love home runs. You know what I cared about baseball when I was a kid growing up?
Yeah.
Home runs. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. It was awesome.
But
you know what? Make steroids great again. That's what I think. Make steroids great
Honestly,
again. That's
make
what
steroids
awesome.
Legal, finally. Because I don't see a bad outcome from
Stop
it.
Making
Better
it so hard
games.
To cheat baseball. The point is,
let them cheat baseball.
We do this.
Get a greasy ball out there every now and then.
We do this every single year and every single time anyone shows any kind of emotion.
Yeah.
It's like, this is unwritten rules of baseball. This is an unwritten rule. And you gotta, if you don't respect the tradition of the game, then you shouldn't be in it. Okay? So it's unwritten rules to this. Every single year. Baseball is awesome in the playoffs because you don't have 7,000 irrelevant games.
It is
you
great.
Actually have to win a game.
Playoff baseball
okay?
is great.
It's great pitching
and
everything matters.
Yeah.
And you know why the Home Run Derby is awesome? Because there's a clock on it and every single thing that happens matters. That's why. I'm not saying change baseball and put a clock on it. I'm just saying maybe if you allow the tiniest little bit of personality in it, then it might be interesting to younger kids. That's all I'm saying.
There's a lack of let's be real. There's a
baseball
lack of great
become...
plays in basketball in baseball. There's a lack of great plays in baseball. If there were more great plays that weren't, we used to always watch the top 10, and if it was a baseball highlight, we were like, oh, he hit it, oh, and he caught it, oh, he hit it, and no one caught it.
Right.
That's the extent of baseball highlights.
Because baseball has become a regional sport. It's what it is. If you love baseball, it's because you love the baseball team that you grew up watching. And that's fine. That's cool. I'm just saying, if you want it to be something, if you want it to overtake something like the NBA, which is never going to happen, you got a little culture in. I'm just saying.
But
let the tiniest little drip, just add a little spice. All right? Lose the raisins. Add some spice. You might find out. It's kind of nice.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
That's beautiful. Playoff baseball is on Fox. Watch on Fox.
Yes, watch,
great on
watch
Fox.
Watch tonight. Tonight. Yeah. All-Star game.
Yes.
It's going to be exciting.
It is.
It is gonna be exciting. It's exciting, and then playoff baseball is exciting.
Fox is gonna make great baseball great again.
Foxes, I agree with that. Hear ye, hear ye. T.O. is petty. And I won't back down. T.O. is not going to the Hall of Fame ceremony on August 4th. After the voters decided not to vote him in the first two times. This has been talk everywhere. I will give credit, though. The Hall of Fame is also kind of being petty about it,
right.
Which I disagree with. But we'll start with T.O., who is friend of the show. He's been on the podcast.
Yes.
We actually asked him about the Hall of Fame, and I told him he's a lock to cry, which I think he still is going to cry. At his Hall of Fame speech at his alma mater, the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, he's doing his own special day. Where he's inviting all of his friends and supporters, which he's also allowed to do at the actual Hall of Fame as well. So here's what it comes down to for me. The Hall of Fame is not going to do anything. They're not going to introduce him during the ceremony, which I think is ridiculous. Like just say Terrell Owens, play his montage. Now the montage that they play when they introduce guys has whoever their presenter is like talking about their career. Mm-hmm. So for example, Jason had Jimmy Johnson introduce him, and
you were just there last year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And Jimmy like talked about, you know, drafting Jason and, you know, walked through his career and they play highlights over it. So you can still do that without T.O. being there. Obviously, he doesn't have a presenter, but whatever. Like, just put together a montage of T.O. It can be 45 seconds, and then that's it. That's it. Just so that you're covered.
He is going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Right. So, I don't like, to me, I guess they're worried about people booing. I don't really think people are going to boo, because I don't think fans really care that much about T.O. not coming. No. Like, I think if you have an opinion about it, you have an opinion about it, but it's more about the Hall of Famers that are there that are bothered by it. So I don't really think people are going to boo. Just play it, cover it, and then move on. So I don't like that the Hall of Fame is doing that. But it's not the Hall of Fame's choice to keep T.O. out of the Hall of Fame for 2 years. And here's what bothers me about it. This is what it comes down to for me. I get it. T.O. is an emotional guy. And he marches to the beat of his own drum. And that's fine. I'm cool with all of it. All right? I'm actually cool with him not even going. But you have to acknowledge that you are going to be perceived as being disrespectful to the other Hall of Famers that are A, getting in this year, because the story is not about Ray Lewis, it's not about Brian Urlacher, it's not about Randy Moss, it's about you.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're not going, which is selfish. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what people are selfish. I'm selfish. I've been accused of being selfish.
Right.
Sometimes I'm selfish. But like, you're being selfish. You are being selfish. And this is the one day, it's not really actually about you. Like, the whole weekend ceremony is about the guys in the Hall of Famers and about them. That particular moment, that speech is not about you. It's about all the people that helped you get there. Like, that's your moment to get up there and thank people. You're not even talking about you, really. You're talking about everybody that like supported you, your coaches, your former teammates, your family, and like give them shine for having your back and getting you to where you are, which I know is important to T.O.
Yeah.
So to me, like, you're robbing them of that moment. Not that it's about them, but it is something special that you are going to be able to tell the whole world, like, how important your mom was to you.
Right.
Like, and like, something that people don't know. Like, people don't know that my mom and Jason and my older sister were homeless. Like, people don't know that. You know what I mean? That's a moment to say, like, this is what we came from to here.
Right.
You only see the greatness. You don't see the struggle.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel like that's something he's going to regret, not being able to put it on that stage. Because you can have this little speech, this little moment anytime you want.
Right.
This is the biggest. This is the biggest stage, the biggest moment.
That's the biggest moment in his career.
Right. This is what you. This is what you played for.
In his
life.
It
is important. You came on Undisputed in a fake Hall of Fame jacket. Remember?
He wore a fake Hall of Fame jacket. Oh no! I guess Chad Ochocinco did that with the Bengals, but still.
Regardless, the point is, it's obviously something that's very important to you. Mm-hmm. And what bothers me the most about it And I know a lot of the Hall of Famers are really annoyed about it, which they have a right to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the ones who are already in. Yes. I think the guys who are getting in this year aren't going to say anything about it.
He's still alienating everyone.
He is, but my issue with it is, once you're in the Hall of Fame, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Nobody's like, oh, this guy was a second ballot Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Or this guy's a 15 ballot Hall of Famer.
Nope.
No one cares. They just say Hall of Famer.
Yep.
It's only something that matters to you.
Yeah.
And look, I get That's it. Temporary. Jason was first ballot, but he didn't expect to be first ballot.
Right.
It was a shock to all of us
right.
that he was the first ballot. And
yeah.
I'm grateful that he didn't have to go through that process.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have been like, oh my God, you're never getting in. He was always
right.
going to get in.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of if he was going to have to wait or not wait. And he didn't have to wait.
Yeah.
But it's the writers that vote. Now, I think they should change the voting process. I think I'm always out on just media members being the ones who decide
right.
whether or not you get into anything. Because
right.
media members, like, we're obnoxious. All right. It's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
And we can't help it but make it about us. It's just the way it is. And
yeah.
and like, I'm a part of that and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there should be a rotating cast of Hall of Famers. A certain like group and number in that room that have a vote every year rotated out, so there's different guys,
from
so there's
Hall
no
Fame,
bias.
Yeah.
No, like guys who are in the Hall of Fame
yeah, like,
should be allowed to vote
like
on
alumni.
Who gets in the
yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, for sure.
That's just what it is.
Every
like
year.
You should have players in that room.
Right.
You got, and it's no diss
it's crazy
to the,
that
it's
they
no
don't.
Diss to the men and women that are in there, but you can't help but be biased. It's human nature. So if you had a bad experience with somebody, you're going to let that weigh into whether you want them in or not. And
yeah.
T.O. just had that reputation with a lot of writers, and it's unfair to T.O. But guess what? Other people had to wait too. Shannon Sharpe had to wait 3 years. Chris Carter had to wait 6 years. Are you a better receiver than those guys? Maybe you were, but they're still in the Hall of Fame, and so are you. So don't, like, it's a matter of preference, really. Like, yes, you have the numbers, and people can argue or whatever, like, but it doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to say to their face that you're better than them.
Yeah.
You're not, because they're Hall of Famers.
No, I've defended T.O. multiple times in his decision-making, and I talked to him about it when he was here. I've always looked up to him sticking to his guns and morally what he thinks is right and wrong. This point in time, and it's not because of how much I respect the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's... He's alienating and taking away from guys that deserve to be. Randy Moss, Ray Lewis, like this is a historic class
yeah.
going in, and he is making the story
about him
not being there, and that's my biggest problem with it.
Yeah, I think you should do whatever morally you think is right, but I have no feeling of morals in this. This isn't about morals. This is about hurt feelings,
yeah.
and that's the difference. If this
yeah.
was like,
because
if he's the only person that ever had to wait, okay, I feel
yeah.
you, like. Stand your ground.
Right.
But you're not. Many, many, many men have had to wait, and they're
right.
all still in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
They all got the same bus you're going to get. They
right.
all got the same provisions and the same treatment and the same amount of time on stage as you're going to get. There is no special treatment because everyone is equal because you're in the Hall of Fame, which means you are in an incredibly elite class. It's an incredible honor. And it bothers me because to me, it feels like you're dissing other greats.
Because
mm-hmm. you are. Like you're saying that you are so offended that you had to wait. That you are better than that institution because of that.
He's also the only person going to the Hall of Fame who is trying to play one more year.
I think that may be accurate.
So, like, that is.
He
sets him apart,
he did say, he did tell us he was going to run a 4-3.
He ran it.
He did run it.
He ran it 4-4-3.
4-4-3? Am I giving him
taking
a little hundredth of a second?
He ran
out
a 4-4. He ran a nice 4-4.
Yeah, I'm trying to end it on a positive note.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the lit list.
It's lit!
Okay, so you know how I feel about national days? Mostly
yes.
they're pointless. Although I did participate in National Friday the other day just because I have very strong feelings about fries.
I mean, I was at Chick-fil-A. Check it out. LeBron was not there.
No?
Chick-fil-A
is so good, man.
Yeah. You gotta,
man, Chick-fil-A is good.
Best on a Saturday right before you can't get it.
I don't believe
day.
Like in a lot of their like political and social issue policies.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very out on being closed on Sunday.
Right.
The hate
is what makes the fries crispy, though. So
yeah, it's unfortunate
because
they are delicious.
Yes.
But McDonald's has the best fries. It's not even debatable. It's really, everyone knows it. Anyway, so today is National Emoji Day. It's also
yes.
National Tattoo Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I should have came
should've
without a shirt.
Without a shirt, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that's appropriate workplace
yeah.
behavior.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I have two tattoos. I have one on my lower back, which is traditionally called a tramp stamp. But it's my mother's name, so I don't count it as a tramp stamp. I got it when I was 18, and I was very proud of it. And I mostly forget it's there because it's on my lower back, and you don't see that very often.
Exactly.
I also have one on my foot. Mm-hmm. It, me and my younger sister got it at the same time. It's three stargaze lilies for three sisters. So those are my tattoos. Brandon has a bunch of random tattoos.
I don't. I have water park tattoos, meaning you only see them if I was.
He has
at
Newman
a
across
park.
The top of his back.
It's not. It's a football thing.
Just
it's
in
not,
case.
It's not
just
as
in case his jersey gets lost.
It's not as narcissistic as it seems. My high school team and Notre Dame, and I got that before I got to Notre Dame, and if it wasn't for that tattoo, I would have transferred easy. So it's good. It's good. I had.
All right, but anyway, it's also an World Emoji Day.
Yes,
and Apple is giving us some new emojis. They're finally rolling out some diversity. You know, it takes a little time. Like first, we just had regular emojis, and we were like, hey, like everyone's not white. Maybe we could get some other colors, and then they like did that. And now they've got redheads and curly-haired people and even bald heads.
Yes.
So there's that.
So shout out to the gingers. They get your emoji.
Yeah. My younger sister has red hair.
I'm glad that we got it first.
And then there's a cupcake, a mooncake.
What
is a mooncake?
I don't know, but it sounds delicious.
A kangaroo and a lobster. Needed a lobster. We did. We needed a lobster. There's some hearts.
We needed
crying,
a kangaroo.
Some crying faces. Kangaroo. I do like kangaroos. Kangaroos f*** you up. You ever see a kangaroo fight?
Hell yeah.
Man, I ain't messing with my kangaroos. I'm out on the kangaroos, right?
They talking about going through the hood being dangerous.
Yes,
I'm not going to Australia and mess with
kangaroos. I'm good on kangaroos.
I don't want
kangaroos.
No smoke with the kangaroos.
No,
with
a kick. They got that tail strong as hell.
On it, Joy.
I can't. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go YouTube kangaroo fight, and you're welcome.
That's the first thing God messed up with, kangaroos.
Yeah, this
what
should be doing? Nicer.
What you doing
they should be
that?
Nicer. They're so cute. Why are they so mean?
Punching people.
They're jacked, too.
That's crazy. Thug ass Kango.
Right?
That's crazy.
Like straight out
that's
the pen muscles. Okay? I can't do it. Anyway. and then there's there's not a new poop emoji. Ashley's just waxing poetic on my notes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite emoji?
Honestly, I have a bunch of favorite. I need people to stop culture appropriating emojis. Use the skin tone that guy gave you. If Chris Broussard used the lighter skin one, y'all can use the lighter one too.
You have to match your tone.
You have to match your tone. Stop being out there using the dark skin emoji. Listen, I went down to the one shade darker. I was being realistic. Stop. Use the emoji that's meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say.
I use the I use the heart a lot. And I use the, because it's easier than like saying like LOL or whatever. And I also use the clap hands a lot.
Clap hands. I use the prayer hands a lot.
Yeah.
Probably.
Anyway, so shout out to emojis because that's a thing. Anyway, also on the lit list, LeVar, we love you, LeVar.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Big Baller Brand, JBA. There were some murmurs that someone from Lonzo's camp leaked the news about his meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
LeVar would like you to know he doesn't have a camp. It's a family. And
my God,
he has, which is such an amazing just
my idol.
It's an amazing response.
I ain't got a camp. I got a
family. Exactly. He's denied the
Never
leak,
lost.
And he has a very good defense though. He said, "I don't leak nothing. I always say what's on my mind, so you don't ever see me saying I think I should say this now and leak it. I don't do that." I mean, he's right.
So he told someone.
Someone else.
No leaks.
Someone else.
He just had a conversation.
Could have been around and heard it and passed it along. But it didn't come from LeVar because I believe him. And finally, shout out on the lit list this week is cell phone cameras.
Finally.
I'm very against public shaming for a lot of reasons because I think it's despicable human behavior, except for if you're stupid racist, in which case, I don't care. So Coupon Carl made his debut this week. It's
you,
very
Coupon
scary
Carl.
At CVS when someone brings in a coupon that may not be valid. It's just, it's
so
true.
Many coupons
it's
at
truly,
CVS.
Truly 9-1-1 time.
This is
you
CVS
know what? While we're talking about
CVS,
CVS, what is it with these, with the killing of the trees? Have you been to CVS lately?
That's what
Those
I'm saying.
Those receipts are so motherfucking long.
It's a long. It's a novel. It's a scroll.
I can't leave there happy because I'm staring at the person ringing me up. Like, can I go?
Yeah.
Just rip it. I'm not using the thing.
I saw like a bunch of just paper
it's
in the car.
Paper in the
I
thing.
I was like Michelle, what is this? She's like, I went to CVS.
I bought some. I bought a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Anyway. Shout out to cell phone cameras, Coupon Carl, Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, all getting exposed. It's what you deserve. Stop calling the police on black people for no reason. Just so you know, police and black people, sometimes it doesn't go so well, all right? It's pretty well documented.
Right.
Stop calling the police about coupons.
Yes, we filming.
Also, I added to my list, even though this isn't really a person, Lemonade Linda, which is a great name.
Lemonade Linda.
I thought
she's gonna come.
The person, well, I thought like the woman that called the police on the little girl who was selling water.
Right.
Was Lemonade Linda.
Yeah. But still,
it's a better name than, is it better than Permit Patty? Lemonade Linda's pretty good.
Lemonade Linda is elite. I think that's fair to say.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen. We'd like to put an end to this ridiculousness. Right. All right. Yes. Just think about it. Just remember, someone's got a camera and you have a family.
And you have a family.
You do. For now, until it goes up and then it's viral and then it's a wrap for you.
People cut family up.
Yeah. And that weirdo guy at, where was it? Like the lawyer in New York. Remember that? You're on welfare.
Yes, he's just
chasing him, running. Dog.
Yes,
you're a lawyer. You should know this.
We on your screen, bud.
Anyway, all right. Loser power rankings.
Loser power rankings.
Oh my God.
What happened?
I don't even know where to start. I know they're in order, but I'm gonna start with Ben McAdoo.
It's fun to say I don't even know where to start.
Because they're all so very good.
There's a lot of things here.
They're all so very good. Yeah. I actually like you to do the second one because you have strong.
Oh yeah, no, I got yeah.
All right,
I'm
that's a tease
in.
For you.
Yeah,
all right, so let's start with Ben McAdoo.
Yeah.
Poor Giants fans. I'm just gonna take this moment to apologize to Giants fans for having to endure Ben McAdoo.
Yeah.
All right. Now you know what it's like to be a Dolphins fan.
Honestly, it's OBJ's fault. So you thank OBJ for that.
We had Cam Cameron. Remember that year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now you know how we feel. So anyway, let's recap McAdoo's failures in 2017, shall we? Start with his handling of Odell and his lack of ability to build any kind of rapport with his players. He talked about toughness, but ran one of the softest training camps you'll ever see. He talked about wanting players to be comfortable being uncomfortable. But refused to accept responsibility or make real adjustments when things failed. I'm literally reading everything my producer wrote for me.
Trois.
Very good.
Trois.
So it's fine. This is from the mind of Ashley, our producer.
Yes.
Here's the biggest problem with what he did. Okay. Well, all that stuff is true and mostly opinions from Ashley. But I agree with all of them. So it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that he did that pissed me off was how badly he botched that situation with Eli Manning. It bothers me forever that he messed up his incredible streak of starts
records
to put
streaks.
In damn Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Your season is over. You're getting fired. What are you talking about? And don't hit me with the they offered to allow him to start so he could keep it. I mean, that is so beneath the New York Giants. I don't know what happened in that situation with upper management and the ownership there that somebody didn't step in like, wait a minute. Eli Manning has brought two Super Bowls to this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's playing terrible while he has no receivers, okay, but still not playing great.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's not better though? Geno Smith.
No,
you know how we know that? Because the whole world knows that. And it's the end. What are you doing? Like, what? At the very least, start the rookie. What was his name?
There's a Hack.
Davis Webb.
In there. At least good I call. Can sleep at night knowing that you are attempting to try and get the rookie some reps. But you're going to put Geno Smith in.
The
season is over.
Yeah.
It infuriates me. And he has no problem giving his opinions to everyone in the world that will listen.
Mm-hmm.
He has given he's talked about the Eagles, mm-hmm. he's talked about the Patriots. He's got opinions on what everybody else is doing around here. Okay. So enough with Ben McAdoo. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye. Please go away. And finally, he told Peter King that he has thus far written a 209-page manifesto on things he has learned from being fired. Here's the thing. If you're comfortable telling people that you wrote a manifesto, you are a terrifying person.
Yes.
I'm just going
to
say.
And have nothing to do.
Okay. Well, we know he has nothing to do. But there are other things you can do with your time besides writing a manifesto. And I'm sorry to the poor reporter that has to read through that and pull quotes. Because that's just.
209.
I can't even
imagine. Ben McAdoo.
209 pages manifesto.
That
guy's got the duct tape on the windows right now.
If we started Maybe I'm Crazy book club, which I'm playing with, that might be on it.
I'm currently reading The Secret.
Yes, and I see you being more positive at all times.
You know, I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's good. Good for you.
It's all about growth. It takes time.
Yeah. Okay. Enough of the positivity because we got to talk about Putin real quick.
Okay.
I don't want to go too much into it because a lot of people say we should stick to sports on this podcast. You know, there's a lot of.
I don't care what those people say.
I know. But I'm being cognizant of it. So during the World
That's
Cup,
kind of you.
During the World Cup final, there's a lot of shots of Putin. Obviously, the World Cup, Fox, it was there. Our friends were there.
Hmm.
The president of France.
They're back now. We can talk bad about Russia.
That's the point. I just want. Putin is a clown. I'm sorry. Putin behaved as a clown he looked clownish. So, and during World Cup final, it was a great game. We have, there's so many Africans on that French team, so I'm very happy for France getting that second star. But the president of France and the prime minister of Croatia were getting soaked during the trophy presentation.
While
Putin was just had like the largest umbrella I have seen.
Umbrella shortage in Russia.
It's just so, and they're just getting drenched by everyone else. And are they almost stopped the game from a weather delay. It's the first time it would ever have happened. And Putin is out there. And honestly, that's a soft little blow to what I really want to say. It's been very weird having the World Cup in Russia with our political climate the way it is now. Shouts
out
to Jay
Trump.
Donald
Trump did a really good job tying a bow on all of it. Very quietly.
Oh, yeah, that little tweet.
I mean, if there was any, his tweet?
Our tweet.
Oh, no, there was a slightly bigger thing, ordeal that happened. Maybe you have the, do you have the news where you live? Or
right.
So something happened. It was pretty dramatic.
Yeah. Vladimir Putin gave him a
soccer ball. So anyway, definitely on the loser power rankings this week. All right, finally on loser power rankings.
Yes.
So, Humpty Doo Golf Club. That's not the name of the golf club.
Humpty Doo Golf.
Is this story from The Onion? You fact-checked it? Please tell me that you fact-checked this.
Yes. Actual Australian websites.
Humpty Doo Golf Club.
That's what it's called.
Like a time.
All right. So Humpty Doo Golf Club
hosted
its, which is the only golf club I ever want to join now,
right.
Hosted its first Wandering Bears Nude Golf Day. 30 golfers participated. Mm. And here are some quotes from the participants. There's plenty of sunblock, and the sausage sizzle got people going a bit. I don't know what that means. Everyone is swinging when you play golf nude. That's clever. All right, I'm gonna say it. If you're a nudist, you're a weirdo.
Really?
Yes. Look, I don't really believe in clothes. Like, I'm not a huge clothes person. Like, in the house, the pants have to come off pretty much immediately.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm not a huge clothes person. I'm not a big pants person.
Yeah, pants.
Or a big shirt person.
Okay, well, those are the two main ones.
Okay, but you gotta, you gotta keep the naughty bits covered because it's rude.
Right.
All right, like it's, you can't have the things sitting on the couches where you invite people over. Right. All right, we have guests.
Right.
All right, so
that's how Naked and Afraid.
Yes. Show Naked and Afraid. Yeah. That show's weird.
It's really just called Naked and Hungry, or should be called Naked and Hungry. But yes, I don't have a problem with people playing, like.
I mean, everybody do what you want to do, but have you ever been to a nude beach?
No. Not yet.
Okay, so there's what do you mean not yet?
This weekend we were at a friend's wedding in Chicago. Shouts out Brett and Molly for getting married. And Michelle revealed to her friends, she's like, when she's around her friends, she gets all comfortable and stuff. She's like, yeah, I think I'd like to go to a nudist colony for our honeymoon. And I was like, what? Where are you? Who are you? What you mean? She probably loved that mention on the podcast. But I'm calling her out. I'm keeping it too. I was like, we going now. We are going. 3 days at least.
There's so much.
72 hours.
There's so much.
Yeah, but anyway, so just the nudist has just
got
on my.
For your honeymoon?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I didn't say it clearly.
Yeah.
Nudists are weirdos, okay? Did I not articulate that properly?
No, of course.
I don't care. I'm judging you, all right?
I want to go anywhere there's a story afterwards.
What was that movie with Jennifer Aniston?
Oh my gosh, that was a good movie. Jason Bateman?
That's a good movie?
Yeah. Like Jordan Peele was in the film?
It was a watchable flick. Okay. I'm not going to go with a good
Wanderlust.
Movie. Wanderlust. Yes. Watch that movie and then rethink everything, because that's what it's really like. Okay, so there's a nude beach. Miami is topless beach. Miami has topless beaches. So you can go to the beach, and if you choose to not wear a top, that's fine.
Really?
How do you not know this?
They do it on the main street, because there's like two different parts of the beach. It's like, right? There's different beaches.
On the beach, on the sand, you do not have to wear a top if you don't want to.
On the sand. Yeah. Copy that.
You can't walk around the city without a top.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's not Sodom and Gomorrah, but the
New York, you can.
The beach itself, you do not have to wear a top. Okay? But there is a
great
beach.
Reference.
There's a beach on I believe it's on Sundays in Miami, where it's a straight up nude beach. So me and my girlfriends went once not knowing that it was a nude beach. We're like, this is the closest beach, like, east to where we are. Let's just go to Hall Over Beach.
Y'all surprised by that information?
Listen, you're not listening to me, okay?
I'm trying.
People who go to nude beaches are not normal people, okay? So you're going to the, I don't care. Like, you go.
They like beaches.
We walk through, okay, so that, I mean, that's normal, all right? So we walk through the bushes, okay?
Yes.
And We come through and and it's just like,
oh man,
it's just right there. Like there's this woman, the bushes are right there. Yes, yeah, this bushes, woman greets us in her sandals only, which were filthy. Okay.
They got greeters at the nude beach?
No, like she just happened to be walking around in the area. Like she's the first person that we saw.
Yeah.
Okay. With her body. Yeah. All right. And she's just there. And like she's just walking around. There's like an extremely old man in nothing but his sneakers and high socks. Incredibly uncomfortable.
With nothing else but sneakers and high socks?
Yes, nothing else. I mean, he might have been wearing a watch. Yes.
Oh my God.
He didn't want his feet to be hot. Yeah, it's so disturbing. I cannot get into the details of what my eyes saw. It can't be erased.
You don't
right?
like it though?
No, it's incredibly uncomfortable. There's a family there with a child.
Did the baby have clothes?
It wasn't a baby. It was like a 14-year-old boy.
Oh wow!
It was so
really some weird people.
Listen,
at these new beaches.
You're not listening to me.
14-year-old young boy.
Okay,
just
it
laying
is
on
so
mom
weird.
At the
all
beach.
Right, and we had committed to going to the beach that day, so we're like, we're just going to sit here and we're going to mind our own business
good for you.
And try to not be bothered by all of the weirdness around you. And it is just impossible. Okay, if you want to tan your buns, just find a friend's house that is private,
tan
or just
your
go
buns.
To a tanning bed, okay?
Or wieners.
Or whatever you have,
just
okay?
In the,
but just
the keep, hot dog.
Right. If you want to tan the wiener buns, whatever
right,
you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
The point
wiener
is,
bun,
I
you want
highly
tan.
Recommend you guys don't go to a nudist colony. Okay. And just for the
she
record,
she had some wine.
Just
at that
for
point
the record,
time.
I'm sure she did. Okay. Yeah, and it's a bad idea. Yeah, all right. I'm just gonna let you know. I haven't been to a nudist colony. I've been to a nude beach, and I've had more than enough. Okay.
Okay.
More than I can handle.
Yes.
And I'm just gonna tell you, if you do that, you're probably not coming back to us. I'm just going to say it. And I don't work for TSA, so I am not coming to save you.
Oh, man.
That's.
I will drink no Kool-Aid there.
That is a setup.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. She's trying to set me up, girl.
Does she really want to go there?
She said it. I was surprised.
You got a wild one. All right. What's in the culture report this week?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know why you're doing that.
I'm so sorry. I need to get ready.
All
right. Okay.
What's in the culture report this
week? Okay. So we saw Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are on the front cover of GQ.
They are.
The biggest problem with this whole entity is the... I'm sorry. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott
are
front cover of GQ.
Today? What's going on with you?
She's a billionaire. Listen. This is what happened. So listen. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. They're on the front cover of GQ, right? The first little paragraph about the article bothers me.
You read it?
I read the first little thing.
Oh,
I'm going to say it right
you
now.
You look at the pictures.
Okay? I'm going to say it right now. You ready? She's a billionaire business mogul. She's a billionaire business mogul. Lies. He's the most electric rapper in the game.
Ooh!
Lies.
Ooh!
How did they come together? How did they make it work? Can they survive the Kardashian curse? Anthony Green sits down with the world's most powerful power couple.
Oh, man.
What is going on here?
I had so many plans to defend this situation, and it's been taken away from me. All my power has been zapped.
This is the first paragraph leading into the article. I'm like, I'm not reading this trash.
Okay.
All those things are lies. She is literally worth, I looked up, she's worth $900 million. That's a lot of money.
It's not a billion, though.
It's not a billion. He is not the most electrifying rapper in.
No, you don't have to review everything that was just said. Everything's understood.
The power couple.
You don't need to break any of that down.
Oh yeah, I'm good. We're
all
good.
All of us understand that.
Okay, that is fucking nuts.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, you do not need to explain any of that. All of that is insane. Cool. I did read the clip because someone was kind enough to clip it off on Twitter, just that part.
Yes.
So it was easy for me.
Yes.
About the Kardashian curse. I find it interesting that they asked her about that because that's kind of a bold thing. Like, hey, so you guys kill off people, huh? And
yes,
she basically admitted, like, yeah, like if you can't hang, like people think they can hang and they can't hang. And I gotta tell you, like, I can feel her on that.
Oh yeah,
like everybody ain't built for that life.
But also, no, because that life that they created is like no other life that exists.
Sure, okay, but you like it's not. You're not who's the person that's like, oh. Kylie, you seem like such a wonderful young lady. Let's go on a date. Wait, what's your last name? Jenner. Yes. Oh, Kylie Jenner. What a lovely name. What do you guys do? Yes. How's your family? Yeah. Everyone knows what the f*** they're signing up for.
Right, you know your life is,
this is what your life is going to be.
Yes.
Now, you may get in and be like, wow, I thought I could handle it and I can't handle it. But that's not a curse. That's just you putting unrealistic expectations on a ridiculous situation.
Yes.
Like, that is what it is. You can't blame the Kardashians for that. There's nothing secret about the Kardashians, so don't tell me you didn't know what you were signing up for. I don't have any sympathy for that.
I mean, Jordan Clarkson actually hit the Kardashian curse with Kylie. And let's not forget they were dating last year, and he got traded. Jordan Clarkson. I'm just saying there's a
I feel like there were some other factors in Jordan Clarkson.
There's a slew of people out there. But, Travis Scott got popular. Let me just say this. Travis Scott got popular enough using Kid Cudi's sound to impregnate one the most famous Kardashian Jenner right now. Like, let the man have his thing. He had in a verse in a Nav song that just came out. He said, "I'm not effing anyone else unless they're nameless. The last two were too famous." Talking about Rihanna and Kylie. I'm surprised that they're even like a. I thought they were co-parenting. I don't know what the f*** is going on right now.
I don't know what's going on either. I thought the shoe was nice though. I thought it was much more classy.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was much more classy than her shoot with Tyga. That made me uncomfortable.
Tyga.
Do you remember that? Oh my god.
Tyga.
Do you remember that?
That little child. Tyga was with that little baby.
It's so awful. It's so bad. All of it is awful.
Statutory.
I will say though, I'm like, you know,
what?
She. You gotta give her credit. She is the absolute master at turning cultural appropriation into actual dollars.
Because
the lip fillers are gone now. We got that $900 million. And we don't.
She got the money and then
really need
dipped
them.
Out of the gloss.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still in the gloss game, but she ain't got the lips like that no more.
Well, can we call out the Fat Jew though?
Why?
Fat Jew.
He started a GoFundMe to get her that remaining $100 million.
Oh yeah, that's kind of funny.
Oh
yeah, except for it's funny. It's funny except for people will actually give money to that, which is frustrating.
143 people have donated.
Yeah, they should be made public.
Listen, I like the Kardashians, and I like what they. I'm not a fan of the whole thing, but I respect what's going on. This is just blasphemy. You don't make lies. Drake just put out an album. When did they write this?
It's lies. You don't have to break it down. It's lies.
When Rodeo came out, all or right. when like Birds in the Trap Sing the all Night, right. like
let's move on.
Okay, Quavo and Conor McGregor were hanging out in Ireland.
That's fine.
I have no idea why they were there. They were sparring together.
It's the Migos culture report.
Yeah, I'm happy the Migos finally got back in the culture report.
Yeah, it's important that they put them in there every once in a while. Yeah.
And Chance the Rapper said he's putting out an album today or this week. He's not. He's performing at the Special Olympics in Chicago. It's the 50th year anniversary.
Oh,
shouts out
fun.
To Maybe I'm Crazy.
Shout out to 50th anniversary.
Shout out to 50 year anniversaries. It's going to be a big deal. Great, beautiful stuff. Chance, I'm basically out on album release dates. Do what Beyonce does. Just I want it to just surprisingly be on my phone.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then hear an article.
Except for that time. You remember that time that Apple put the U2 album accidentally on your phone? It's still on my phone.
Joy?
I had to get rid of it.
Joy?
What?
That was fucking crazy.
It was so rude.
I was like, you two.
It was so rude.
Like, I respect the hits. I like Bono. I love all the things that
YouTube
does.
There's a couple listenable songs on there.
YouTube does. Get out of my phone.
I agree. It was very invasive.
What a Time to Be Alive is out right now. Okay. That was during that time period.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for our 50th episode. We want to thank everyone who supported the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. Shout out to everybody who works in the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast.
Yes.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on that makes everything go smoothly and look nice. And
yes.
We appreciate that. Thanks for joining me every week and making weird sounds.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much,
And then sometimes
Joy.
Contributing with something of value.
Yes.
I'm just joking.
No, but, and also thank you for letting me sit next to you and be dumb.
No, that's all very mean. I'm joking. You're a wonderful part of the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast.
Thank you,
everyone who supports, and make sure that you continue to do that. I don't know why we're holding these up here. Like,
I don't know. You started doing it. It felt right.
Like the thing to do, cause it's fire.
You're elevated.
Yeah, exactly. And it's donuts and I'm starving. So I may eat this actually afterwards.
Yeah,
make sure you subscribe and download the podcast and share with your friends. Thank you to Katina Mobley for joining us.
Yes.
He is not actually 50 years old, so
no,
that is not true.
Yes.
And check out Big 3 Friday on FS1 and the All-Star game tonight on Fox. Fox.
Yes.
I'm getting all the little plugs in here. Follow us at Maybe I'm Crazy Pod.
Please do.
Subscribe. Do all those nice things. Leave comments.
Are we cheersing?
We'll spend time reading. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're going to cheers to donuts. All right. Should we blow these out? Like, it's our 50th birthday.
Do you? Oh, make a wish, Jeremy. We didn't make a wish.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not.